Let me speak to Brian, who's in this line about something entirely different, because we were looking at a wonderful tattoo of Frostbit Man, the great Rory McSorley. Brian, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Frank?
I am very well, Brian. Brian, was it you that designed this particular tattoo? This is young Rory, who was on the telly talking about being frostbit. Is someone actually wearing him now as a tattoo?
That's correct. Yes, I designed it for one of our good clients, Carl.
Carl must have some sense of humour.
It was all done in good crack and good fun, but yeah, he got it the day before yesterday, so he did.
Tell me that he's able to remove it at some point in the future.
Well, that's always an option, you know, you get it lasered off or covered up, but I think he's happy with it.
So there is a guy, he has Rory McSorley on his arm with Frostbit written on it, as Rory said on the TV. This guy is going to go through the stratosphere in terms of fame and popularity. And Eye Candy Tattoo Studio down in Bangor, would you be ahead of the game on this one?
We've seen him going viral, and then we were sort of joking, having a laugh about the video, sort of doing impressions and whatnot, and we thought, why not do the tattoo? And Carter was up for it, and in the end it actually turned in a bit of a bidding war between him and his friend Paul. He wanted the tattoo, so but Carl won, so he got it.
And is there a massive demand for them? Every footballer has them, the pop stars have them, the young girls hanging about the clubs have them, the young lads who are in the gym have them. It just seems to be a never-ending demand for tattoos in this particular decade.
Definitely, it's the kind of thing. It's just been growing and growing in popularity, and I know that was a fun tattoo, you know, it was a bit of crack and a bit of fun, but like 99% of the tattoos that we and like other tattooists around Northern Ireland would do, they would be quite serious and, you know, professional, and that one, it was just a bit of fun, a bit of a joke.
Yeah, well,
go ahead.
Yeah, it's a sensational likeness, and you know, it's a great marketing tool for Eye Candy as well, I would imagine. But Brian, listen, he's up there, he just gets bigger by the moment, young Rory McSorley. Thanks for speaking to us, fella. Thank you.
No problem at all. Thank you. Cheers.
Cheers, Brian. A great marketing idea, no doubt. And of course, it will add to the viraling aspect. Is there such a word as viraling? If there isn't, there should be. It will add to the amazing name that Rory has created for himself.